Don't despise small beginnings. Too often I've seen people try to start out networking or even attempt a new technique and expect themselves to hit it out of the park right from the start. This can lead to a lot of frustration. Instead, I recommend setting the bar as low as possible at first. If you've never attended a networking event before, expecting to come back to the office with an actual signed contract or return home with a new job is unrealistic. Heck, even expecting to make two new connections might be too much to expect right at the start. Make your initial goals as simple as possible and yet still have meaning. If you're attending an event, set a goal to practice just one technique of networking at a gathering, like showing up 10 minutes early, for example. If you can achieve that one thing, then the event is a success. I know it sounds like we're dumbing down the process in order to make ourselves feel good. Ironically, though, just achieving success in one simple area can end up showing results almost immediately. Take the example of showing up early. If you can achieve this, then it's far more likely you'll feel comfortable walking into the room in the first place. Also, given there are likely to be far fewer people there when you arrive, you're much more likely to strike up a conversation with one of them. A good start for a new networking relationship. Of course, over time, you'll add more techniques and skills to your repertoire. You'll develop systems to refine your process and your results. Each will build on the layers you've already established until you'll be networking with a skill which would have seemed impossible to you that first day you walked into the chamber networking lunch. In the martial arts, they don't expect a white belt to break boards with a flying sidekick on the first day of class. Give yourself the same leeway as you train for your networking black belt.